Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, I got breaking NFL news, and it's not good news. Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Charles Barkley will join us coming up in a little bit. Mississippi head coach Lane Kiffin on his showdown with Nick Saban in Alabama will join us in an hour from now. We're glad you can join us, whatever way. If you're watching on Peacock, listening on now 375 radio affiliates around the country. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Let me give you the breaking news here. Diana Rossini from the Mothership tweets out, the Titans are in a difficult position for many reasons. The Bills play next Thursday against the Chiefs. Moving the Bills-Titans game to Monday seems impossible with this schedule. Canceling or forfeiting may be the only options. That's because another unnamed Titans player has tested positive. Albert Breer, he tweets, per source, Stephon Gilmore, the Patriots, came up as one of the QB Cam Newton's close contacts over the weekend to test positive. Patriots flew Newton's close contacts to Kansas City separate from the rest of the traveling party. Tom Pelissero, the NFL Network, the only other team league-wide with a new positive case from Tuesday's round of testing, the Raiders, who placed defensive lineman Maurice Hurst on the reserve COVID-19 list on Tuesday. Tom Pelissero also tweets, the Chiefs, who played Stephon Gilmore and the Patriots Monday night, returned no positive tests from Tuesday's round of testing. They're allowed to practice today under the supplemental intensive protocols, including mandatory use of PPE by player in practice. Adam Schefter tweets out, due to the concerning increase of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in the Green Bay area and across Wisconsin, the Packers have put an indefinite hold on hosting fans for games this season at Lambeau. Oh, by the way, there's a hurricane that is headed into New Orleans. The Saints are considering evacuating to Indianapolis on Thursday because of Hurricane Delta coming their way, a contingency plan with the NFL to play their Monday night game against the Chargers in Indianapolis. Other than that, how's everybody's fantasy team doing? So there's a lot of movement here on what's going on, but the big news is a player on the Titans has tested positive. This puts Sunday's game between the Bills and Titans in jeopardy. Titans were expected to return to their facility today, but that can't happen now. You had the Titans-Steelers game. That was two undefeateds postponed. The Titans-Bills, two undefeated teams. That might be postponed, but the NFL might be inching a little closer to forfeits here. And the response that I usually get when people, you know, find out a game has been postponed or they're looking for alternative plans is, well, why don't they move the Super Bowl back? They can move the Super Bowl back if all the other teams in the league are going to have an extra week to play a game or need an extra week. That's the last resort here. Because let's say the Titans are going to miss two games, three games. I mean, we're only going into week five right now. There's going to be more of these. The question is, your contingency plans, will it be winning percentage? Will everybody play 16 games? Let's say the Titans, let's say the Patriots, they have to move games back, or they're going to allow them to play, you know, their weeks 15 and 16. Well, you can't punish the other teams that will play 16 games. Let's say the Kansas City Chiefs have the best record in football, and they're going to wait, and, you know, there's going to be a bye week because they have the best record. And then you're going to have two extra weeks for the Titans to play their games and, let's say, the Patriots. So now Kansas City is going to wait a month to play its first playoff game. This is the information I got last night. That's why it's really inconceivable to try to move the season back a little bit if there's only a couple of teams that are going to have to make up these games. You run out of weeks, and then you might be looking at a forfeit here for a team. You don't want to get there. But you have to have contingency plans with everything that's going on. And here we are not knowing when the Titans are going to play again. I mean, I would find that game doubtful on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Here we are on Wednesday. They already had one game canceled. The Patriots had Stephon Gilmore test positive. I don't think he's going to be the only person who tests positive. If Cam Newton's contacts, those he came in contact were on one plane, and Stephon Gilmore's on that plane, what are the odds he's the only one to emerge as a positive here? We have phone calls out. We'll see if we can move this forward, give you all the information possible on this, but some great reporting going on. Tom Pelissero, Albert Breer, Diana Russini. But we'll come up with a poll question here. Once again, the big news, though, is you got a couple of games, at least one game that's in jeopardy, and that's Buffalo against the Titans. Last night, Lakers picked up the victory, up 3-1. We'll dive into that with Charles Barkley coming up. Four baseball games today, Braves, Astros, Rays, and Dodgers last night with wins. Has Giancarlo Stanton's home run landed yet? That is so effortless. Now, to me, the greatest home run hitter of all time is Hank Aaron. And Hank Aaron was not a big guy. He didn't weigh 200 pounds. Giancarlo Stanton looks like he could be a tight end in the NFL. He hit a home run last night that probably went over 500 feet. And he did it with the flick of his wrist. This is what Hank Aaron and Mike Schmidt, how they used to hit home runs. It was all in their wrist. Now, these guys, now it's different. You know, with science, diet, whatever else is thrown in there.
Science.
I know. Trying to be nice.
Science.
I know.
That's a gentleman's rip.
I'm trying to be nice here. Science.
Science.
Yeah. Giancarlo Stanton turned on a pitch, and it looked like it was just his wrist that flicked it, and it went 500 feet at least last night. But the Yankees ended up losing that game. The Astros looks like they're in for maybe a collision course with the Yankees, the way they're playing so far. The Dodgers picked up a victory, shutting down the Padres last night. Padres had just three hits on the night. Yes, Paulie.
And science for the home run hitters. The Astros had assistance back in 17.
Well, they might have been using science or technology.
Yes.
Yeah, technology is what the Astros were using. We often throw out the expression, defense wins championships. You know where I stand on this. I say this in every sport. At some point, I don't care how good your offense is, it'll come down to a defensive stop. We've seen that with the Lakers. The Lakers have a very good defense. They've had a good defense all season long. Crunch time in the playoffs, half-court offense, and you got to play defense. And last night you saw that. The Lakers showed their defense is what makes them a special team. Anthony Davis switched on to Jimmy Butler to make sure he didn't repeat his Game 3 triple-double performance. AD, runner-up for the Defensive Player of the Year to the Greek Freak, was great. You slow down Butler enough, the Lakers hold off the Heat in a very, very close quarter. So Butler and the Heat, give them credit in Game 3, but I'm going to give credit to L.A. for absorbing that punch and not backing down. They're up 3-1 in the series and on the brink of a hard-fought NBA championship. You know, the talk will now be who's going to be the MVP. if the Lakers, when the Lakers win, will it be Anthony Davis? Will it be LeBron James? I would still say LeBron James. I've said all along, if Anthony Davis is the best player on the floor, the Lakers are going to win. And you saw Anthony Davis play great defense last night. But this is a LeBron-led team. Triple-double last night. He built this team, and I think he's deferred to Anthony Davis just for a confidence level to make it feel like he is the best player on the floor. But, and I didn't understand the lack of urgency with LeBron in the first half. And maybe he's pacing himself. I know I said this earlier in the bubble, and I said, this is the first time I can recall LeBron pacing himself. And then he went out the next game and had a monster triple-double. It still feels like he's pacing himself because Miami didn't go away last night. Jimmy Butler didn't have a great game, but he had a very good game. You had some role players who played well last night, and here you are on the verge of another NBA championship. But if they're going to give an MVP, I don't know if it's going to be based off this next game. If Anthony Davis does something superhuman, does he win it? It doesn't matter to me. I know it matters to a lot of people that LeBron, if he wins another MVP, that's an MVP on three different teams going to the finals, something that's never happened, and I think would be his fourth NBA Finals MVP. So historically, it's going to mean something to somebody, or somebody's going to somehow hold it against LeBron if he wins this, and they'll say, yeah, but Anthony Davis deserved that. But LeBron, Anthony Davis, I think LeBron is the favorite in Las Vegas to win it, but let's see what happens in that final game. And LeBron was great in the fourth quarter when they need him. Caldwell Pope was very good. Rajon Rondo had, you know, just moments. That's what you want in a big, you know, you have these spurts there. And LeBron played well when he needed to. But he texted his teammates earlier in the day saying, this is the biggest game of his career, which I found interesting. Because I'm going to guess he's probably had bigger games in his career. Like when Cleveland won the NBA championship, that seems like a little bigger game. Maybe that block shot on Andre Iguodala, game six against Golden State, seemed a little bigger than last night. But hey, he's the one taking inventory. It's his Rolodex of great games of all time. So who am I to argue? This program, by the way, is brought to you by LegalZoom during these unprecedented times. You can rely on LegalZoom for legal help. Visit LegalZoom.com today. Take care of the things you need to get done without having to leave your home. That's LegalZoom.com. McLovin, what kind of poll question do we have today?
Well, I like that question. Do you think the NFL will play the Super Bowl on February 7th as scheduled or move it back? I actually threw that up on Dan Patrick to see what people would say. DanPatrick.com.
So if I had to bet today, I'm going to say that they still go as scheduled on Sunday, February 7th. Everything else has been on schedule. The season started on schedule. The draft was on schedule. I'm going to say they'll somehow plow through this, unless it's widespread where you have X number of teams that can't play a game. Then you'll probably need one or two extra weeks to make up all these games. But I don't know. I got a call into a source who's trying to find this out. Like, this is happening right now in real time, where they do have contingency plans. Now you may have to implement those contingency plans, and we haven't even got into the fifth week of the season. So it's crazy. Also, the Washington football team will make a quarterback change, according to Ian Rappaport. Kyle Allen gets the start versus the Rams. Dwayne Haskins goes to the bench. Dun, dun. Thank you, Paulie. Yes, Paulie.
That means they're drafting a quarterback in the top five picks of the draft.
Oh, I think they were drafting a quarterback anyway. You know, Ron Rivera comes in, and Daniel Snyder wanted them to draft Dwayne Haskins, and Ron Rivera's probably saying, when I get healthier, I'm going to have a healthier outlook on my quarterbacking situation there. All right, McLovin, what else do you have?
I hesitate to bring this up.
But you will.
Okay, sadly, Eddie Van Halen passed yesterday. Is there even a poll question? Who did you like better, Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth? Paulie shot me down. He's like, if you ask that, I'm leaving the room, basically.
Wait, really?
Well, by asking it, McLovin puts himself in a position where he's saying that Van Halen with Sammy Hagar could be considered just as good as Van Halen with David Lee Roth, which is factually wrong. It's not an opinion. It's a fact.
Yes,
Seton. No offense. I like Sammy Hagar personally.
Can't we just honor the man? I mean, it feels a little too soon to do David Roth, Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, but they didn't die.
Yeah, I know. It's like we're skipping over Eddie and how awesome he was by going with these two jokers.
But I will say the common thread was Eddie Van Halen with those two, and they were different lead singers. David Lee Roth, if you didn't have MTV, then, I mean, MTV helped make Van Halen so much larger because you saw these videos. I mean, David Lee Roth on MTV at the time seemed pretty cool. You watch those videos now and you go, okay, maybe not. And Sammy Hagar, I mean, it's hard for a new singer to come in. Phil Collins did this with Genesis, with Peter Gabriel. Maybe not to the extent of this, but Phil Collins made them far bigger and had a lot of hits there. You had AC/DC, that you had the death of Bon Scott, and then they had a new lead singer came in and they didn't miss a beat there. And then you have, you know, Van Halen. Yeah, Paul.
They made a lot of money with Sammy Hagar. They did not dip that much. I think album sales were more with David Lee Roth, according to a few different websites I've seen. Yeah. But they didn't drop off when they brought in Sammy Hagar. They had a lot more hits.
Are we being insensitive? Maybe that's the poll question.
Well, you can't say who's the greatest rock guitarist of all time because it's universally considered Eddie Van Halen. Again, fact, not opinion.
I don't know if he's the greatest rock guitarist of all time.
Uh-oh. See, I knew you were going to go there.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Jimmy Page might be like, "Hold up, dog."
Yeah, yeah. I'd say
that was pretty good.
I'd say there are a couple other people.
So there's like four ahead or in the same in the.
They would be ahead of Eddie.
Triumvirate.
I think Eddie was brilliant. You know, the fact that he couldn't read music, he built guitars. I mean, you listen to Van Halen for his guitar, and then you would listen for the vocals. How many bands do you do that with? You know, AC/DC. I might listen for Angus Young, but. You know, Zeppelin, you were listening to Jimmy Page with his guitar. Yes.
You could say Slash, Guns N' Roses. I mean, Axl is a huge frontman, but you were waiting for the solo.
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
I mean, is it Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton, right, or like the...
Yes.
And they all worshipped Hendrix. Like Clapton and Page worshipped him, so I think you start there.
The fact that Hendrix played in London, and you had Pete Townsend, you had Eric Clapton, I might have had Jeff Beck, so some of the great guitar players... They showed up to see Hendrix. That says it all.
What about longevity? It's like the Frank Gore versus Gail Sayers argument.
Well, you're right. Hendrix died at 27. But no, Eddie Van Halen is, you know, he's one of those geniuses. And he was an innovator as well. But back to the lead singer here with Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth.
Today's about honoring and supporting Sammy Hagar.
Yes. And Qualcomm. All right, let me take a break here. We'll see if we can settle on a poll question, and we will talk to Charles Barkley. Fritzy, can you check? You know what? I'm not sure about reaching out to the NFL. I'm trying through my source to find out some of this information. Maybe let's hold off, because I don't know what the exact question is that I'd ask the NFL. I'm guessing the NFL is quite busy this morning, quite busy with what's going on with the Tennessee Titans, maybe the Patriots. Yes, Todd.
If we ask the NFL to weigh in on a poll question, is that in some way insensitive? I am curious if they were worried about the date of the Super Bowl.
Just say, look, we're always peppering you with serious questions. Just, you know, let me throw this out. Who do you like more, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
I think it's a reasonable question.
Yeah, we'll hang up and listen. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today, and good luck. Can we bring in Charles? Is he there? Hey, Chuck, how are you?
What's up, brother?
Is the series over?
Yes, sir. It's over. It's a wrap. You know what? Listen, Miami just undermanned. You know, when Jimmy Butler went crazy the other night, that extended it one game. I mean, he was amazing in game three. But listen, they're undermanned, and it's over.
If you could have picked a team to face the Lakers, any team in the finals, who would you pick to make it a more interesting matchup?
Well, there was two teams that would have been interesting matchup, the Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, Dan, it's about matchups. You know, listen, Miami was supposed to outcoach Boston and Milwaukee. That was all about coaching. But the Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks would have been much, much tougher matchups.
When you hear teams that have chemistry problems, like the Clippers suddenly had chemistry problems, did they have chemistry problems before they got to the bubble, or was it just in the bubble that they had chemistry issues?
Well, you know, I hate when I hear that, because when they won the first round and they were up 3-1, nobody talked about chemistry. I mean, think about that, man. They won a playoff series and they were up 3-1 double digits in games 5 and 6. Nobody talked about chemistry. They just didn't play good. You know, Paul George was awful. Lou Williams was awful. Montrezl Harrell was awful. So they just did not play well. So, no, it had nothing to do with chemistry. That's just bogus.
Who's your MVP for the NBA Finals?
Wow. Well, I think LeBron is going to win it, but AD has been amazing. Even last night, watching the game, his defensive, like he made some plays in the first half that people are not going to talk about. The play on Tyler Hero, where he missed the layup, and then he blocked Kelly Olynyk. He blocked him on that play. So, listen, LeBron is probably going to win it. But, listen, let's be realistic. The reason they're going to win the finals is because of AD. But Dan, we said that 6 months ago. We said if AD plays like he's capable, the Lakers are going to win the championship. And I'm never going to say anything bad about LeBron because I got respect and admiration for him. He's an amazing player, and he's even, probably even a better man. But they're going to win because of AD.
Is LeBron picking his spots? It just feels like this is the first time I've ever seen him pace himself a little more. Am I reading into too much here, or are you seeing this that maybe LeBron is, you know, at times mortal in the NBA?
I don't know if mortal is the right word, but listen, when you have Anthony, they have Jimmy, Iguodala, Jay Crowder, who are terrific defenders. But AD has an advantage every single night. He reminds me of Dirk Nowitzki, Kevin Durant. You know, those guys, who do you put on AD? You can't put a big guy on him. You can't put a little guy on him. That's the same way I felt about Dirk Nowitzki and Kevin Durant. Who do you put on Kevin Durant? You put a little guy on him, he's too big. You put a big guy on him, they're too slow. And that's what you get when you get Anthony Davis. Like, I don't know who you can put on Anthony Davis. There's nobody you can put on him where he doesn't have an advantage. So LeBron has deferred to him quite a bit, rightfully so, and that's why they're going to win the championship.
And you don't have home court. You know, when people say, well, is this really a championship and an asterisk? I think it's been tougher to win a championship this year than it would be if this was just a regular season.
You know, I don't know about that, but I will say I thought that could be an asterisk. We had, like, If all the great players got the COVID and we had the Sacramento Kings against the New York Knicks for the championship,
I'll give you an asterisk there.
But you know what? Listen, you know, I'm so glad you asked me that question, Dan, because, man, I got to take my hat off to Adam Silver and first and foremost, but also the medical staff and the players. Listen, I was very cynical when this thing first started. I'm like, there's no way they can go 3 months.
Yeah.
There's no way they can go 3 months and not have an outbreak. They did it, Dan. Same thing. Hey, shout out to my boy John Cooper, head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's been my boy for a long time. They won the Stanley Cup. I thought it was no way possible for these teams to go 3 months basically without the COVID. So Gary Bettman and hockey and Adam Silver – but I can say, I give the players a lot of credit, too. Because for us to go, Dan, for us to go, I saw one night, we had a guy on the show last night. He'd been 100 days in the bubble. To go 3 months without any positive test is one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen.
Could you have pulled that off if you were a player?
I mean, I think it depends on how good. Yeah, I mean, I think all the players had to, but I think it depends on how good your team is. Like the good team, you notice anything that really happened. The only people were complaining were guys on bad teams who were going to be away for a couple months. But man, these players and Adam Silver, the doctors, all the people working at the hotels down there. Same thing. Shout out to the Seattle Storm or the WNBA. I mean, to go 3 months with, I mean, think about it. The president of the United States has COVID. And, like, he's probably, you know, like, he's probably in the safest place. He's not, but for these players and women in the WNBA and the NHL to go 3 months without an outbreak, it's one of the most amazing things ever, plain and simple.
Did you have a false positive?
No, I was negative.
Okay.
Yeah, I was negative. But, you know, hey, man, I want to give my thoughts and thoughts out there to everybody who had the disease. And listen, and also I want to bless them. If you lost somebody, bless them. But, man, I just want to think about all the people out there who lost their jobs during this pandemic. Dan, you know, this has been like the craziest thing in our lifetime. And there's so many people who lost their job and never going to get it back. So I feel bad for those people because, like, we're in a crazy time right now. I mean, and we don't even know. I mean, I've been talking to TNT. We don't even know when NBA going to start again. It's crazy right now, our world we're living in.
Yeah, we're probably looking at the end of January, February. But, you know, training camp would be starting now in a normal year. We're talking to Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer. Doc Rivers to Philly. What do you think?
Well, it's going to depend on Joel and Ben. Those guys got to get their crap together. I like both of them as people, but it's time for them to grow up and be all listen, right now they're all-stars. It's time for them to be superstars. You know, Ben's listen, we got to make sure Joel's got to get in shape. You know, Dan, we give you $167 million. We shouldn't be worried about your conditioning.
Would you trade one of those two?
I would not right now. But we still shouldn't be wondering if a guy can shoot or a guy's going to get in shape. If I just gave him $170 million the last 2 years, it's time for them to grow up and be better than all-stars. They got so much talent. And they're really nice kids, both of them. But it's time for them to grow up. They just got their coach fired. Now they got another coach. You know, and listen, if I was those two guys, you know, Dan, I got one coach fired. And I was embarrassed. I mean, we had a bad team, but as a great player, I was embarrassed. Because I was like, man, I just got a guy fired. I got the assistants fired. I was embarrassed. And I hope those two guys like, yo, man, I just got a guy fired. That's embarrassing, and I hope they grow up, and it's time for them. They're in the prime of their career. It's time for them to grow up and be dominant.
Does another title change where LeBron is all time?
Well, it moves him closer to Kobe. Listen, I'm never going to say anything bad about LeBron. I think winning another title moves him closer to Kobe. But he's amazing. Nothing but respect, but I think you know, I got him sixth on my list, seventh, right behind Kobe. So I think if he wins, two more, I would move him ahead of Kobe, to be honest with you. But this move him a lot closer to Kobe. In my, just on my list, in my personal opinion.
So not even in the top five all time.
He's seventh, Dan.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to ask the question because I was surprised that he's not even in your top five. All time.
I got him number seven behind Kobe Bryant. When he wins this year, you know, it'll move him a lot closer. I mean, Dan, he is playing with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, most great players played with great players.
Yes, you are correct. But the difference is I've always believed that LeBron manufactured when he went to Miami and got Dwayne and Chris. And then when he went to the Lakers, once Anthony Davis signed with Clutch Sports, you knew it was just a matter of time before he came to the Lakers. So, listen, like I said, I'm never going to say anything bad about LeBron, but you do have to factor in he does manufacture his teams where they become really good quickly.
Yeah, but we've seen that with great players.
Like who?
That have manufactured their teams?
Like who?
Well, Kevin Durant did.
That's why he's not on my list.
But Steph Curry got credit for a title, and Kevin Durant came there. So nobody said, boy, you can't give Steph that one title.
Well, Steph won one before KD came.
That's true, but that doesn't mean we're not going to take away that title. And no, that's a manufactured lineup. No,
but I'm not going to move him up on the list because those two with KD are manufactured. I'm going to tell you something. As much as I like KD, I haven't moved him up because his was manufactured also.
But you look at the Boston Celtics with Bill Russell, none of those guys left the team. Like, nobody had free agency. You couldn't leave, so you had a lineup of, what do they have, 8 Hall of Famers and a Hall of Fame coach and Bill Russell. You're not factoring that in. These guys couldn't leave.
Yeah, but none of those other guys on my list. Only Bill Russell's on my list.
Yeah, but these are all Hall of Famers. Bill Russell played with 8 or 7 Hall of Famers in that lineup.
Yeah, and I'm saying, but I don't count those other guys. They're bus riders, Dan. They're not bus drivers. The only person on that team that I'm putting on my list is Bill Russell. those other guys, they're bus riders. They're not bus drivers. Listen, when I'm talking about my Mount Rushmore,
all right,
and LeBron's on that, you have to be a bus driver. You can't be a bus rider. Kevin Durant is still a bus rider until he wins one in Brooklyn. And let me tell you something. I have no idea what the hell going on in Brooklyn.
I was going to bring that up to you. When Kyrie says, we don't really have a head coach, some nights it'll be me, sometimes it'll be KD, and sometimes it'll be Steve Nash. Boy, what could go wrong?
Dan, first of all, he did not say Steve Nash. He said, some nights it'll be me, some nights it'll be KD, some nights. Hey, he went to the assistant coach. He said, you know, Dan, that was one of the craziest things I've ever heard an NBA player say. I have no idea. I mean, that was flat out crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think it's going to be fascinating watching those guys, especially in New York. And I don't
think it's going to be a good fascinating or a bad fascinating, though.
I think it's going to be a bad fascination.
Yeah.
I don't think either one of those guys, they're lucky they don't play for the Knicks, but I think because they're so high profile and all the stuff that Kyrie has said the last couple years, I think they're going to get the same media attention that the Knicks get. And I think it's going to be fascinating, and I can't wait to watch.
How you doing on NFL games?
You know, it's been very difficult to bet, to be honest with you, Dan, because they've taken away the home field. I tell people, home field, first of all, home court, home field always means something in sports. But I think it means a lot more in college football and pro football. So I have had a tough time trying to figure out, especially with no preseason games. So I think we're still in the preseason, but I'm having a difficult time betting on games because there's no home field advantage anymore.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
Army versus the Citadel. Take Army first half cover.
Are you crazy?
Yes.
Listen, I'm not betting on Army against Citadel. Please stop.
Wait, do you want to make money or like, why do you bet?
I bet to make money.
Okay, and you haven't made money.
Well, actually, I am. I didn't bet. I did not bet the first 2 weeks because I wanted to see some games. Right now, I think I'm 6-2 for the season.
All right.
I did not bet until the week 3, so I'm 6-2. So I'm up 4 games.
Yeah, but every Super Bowl, I always say, just give me your money. And then I'll hold on to it, and then you won't lose it.
Well, what was the Super Bowl last year?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
I won last year. The only time I've lost in the last 3 or 4 years was those Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons, what they've done in the Super Bowl and what they did against the Cowboys are two of the biggest choke jobs in the history of civilization.
What would you have won if the Falcons won the Super Bowl?
$100,000. I bet $100,000 on them. And listen, let me tell you something. Oh. I was drunk at halftime. I was doing shots. Hey, I was up 28-3. I was feeling it. And then one of my friends, Roy Green, says, yo, man, the game's not over yet. I said, dude, we're up 28-3. And then he says, no, man, the Falcons are playing not to lose. They're trying to walk the ball up and down the court to let the shot clock go down.
Oh,
and he was 100% correct.
And as soon as Brady got the ball for the last time,
you knew it was over.
I know.
You knew it was over.
Damn.
And when they had the ball and on the first play, they got sacked. And New England called a timeout. All they had to do was run the ball 3 times.
I know.
Make New England use up their 3 timeout. Kick a field goal, the game is over. I mean, Dan, that was so heartbreaking. That was heartbreaking.
Well, at least did you sober up in the second half?
Well, no, I just got drunk. Listen, that's one thing about gambling. You drink when you're going to win, but you drink more when you're going to lose.
Good to talk to you. Glad you're safe. Tell the boys TNT we said hello, and thanks for joining us.
All right, man. Hey, keep up the great work. I am officially on vacation now, so I'm heading to the desert to play golf for the next whenever they start again. Come on out and visit me. Do the show from my house. I told you.
We want to. We'd have to have some safety protocols to get to the compound, but you know we'd love to do that.
All right, brother.
I mean it.
Be safe.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Mississippi beat Kentucky in overtime, lost their first game to the fourth-ranked Florida Gators. He's Lane Kiffin, who has Alabama coming to town. Coach, how you feeling today?
Great, Dan. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine because I'm basically in my own little bubble here. But how are you guys surviving all of this with you know, all the protocols you have to go through?
We're doing well. Our players have done a great job. You know, we had a number of cases early on, and then I think 3 weeks in a row now, we've been perfect. And that's a lot of people. That's not just like the NFL. I mean, you got hundreds of people you're testing throughout your whole building. So our guys have done a great job.
How has this affected how you've prepared your team or coaching your team?
It hasn't much now. Early on in camp, you know, we were really worried because we were getting people, so changing positions, teaching people multiple spots and things like that. But hopefully we can stay how we are now.
I know, and I just mentioned what's happening in the NFL. And the NFL has all the money, do all the testing, and they're still very vulnerable here. How vulnerable do you feel college football is this season?
Yeah, we're way worse on that, obviously, because first off, we're not dealing with professional adults. So, you know, we're dealing with kids that, you know, go to parties, go out on the town, and they're college kids. So it's very difficult, you know, because you look around, people say, oh, well, they just social distance there. Well, hardly anybody's social distancing. I mean, I see pictures all the time, or if you drive around, you know, there's a lot of people out there, adults, that act like this isn't even going on, let alone kids.
What do you tell your players about Nick Saban in Alabama?
I would just talk to them about, you know, that, you know, this is, you know, best team in the country, probably coach's best team he's ever had, you know, with no holes in it. So you got to play perfect. You got to prepare really well and do everything right in order to have a chance to win.
Last time you corresponded with him, you text him?
He doesn't text, so that doesn't work.
he I told me he just got email, Lane.
There's no way he's doing that.
Well, somebody is doing it for him, but he said due to COVID, he decided he was going to get email.
He just got email. Wow. What's that, Twitter?
When's the last time you talked to him?
We were at an SEC before COVID. We were at a head coach's meeting for the SEC and talked to him there.
But you're going against Alabama, but you're going against Nick Saban, right?
Well, I don't play and he doesn't play, so we'd have better chances if that was the case, I think. I don't think he can cover me. He's got a bad.
Well, I don't know. He's a former defensive back, so he might be able to cover you.
Yeah, he's in his like. I was told the other day, I'm really worried about Coach. You know, he's elderly now, you know.
So
Stay safe.
And not having that home field advantage, how big is? I mean, you have home field, but is it an advantage here?
No, it's not. That's changed, and we went on the road last week, and very different. You know, we were at Alabama and lost two regular season games. They were both to Ole Miss. One was right here, and the stadium was rocking that day, and so that's too bad we don't have that.
And you know, when you start to look at all those players that you were around at Alabama, who's the best player that you were around when you were at Alabama?
I think that's a coin toss between Derrick Henry and Amari Cooper. It was awesome. Those guys both had, you know, Heisman, Blitnikoff, record-breaking years that still stand. But they're like the hardest-working guys on the team, too, with no ego. You know, that's why they're so great. Just really cool Florida kids that came up to Bama to be great.
Speaking of Florida, how good's that quarterback?
Really good, but not as good as that tight end. Jeez.
I know.
Golly. We still haven't covered him. We're double covering him.
Yeah, he seemed wide open, Coach.
Yeah, and we were in double coverage, and he's wide open.
What's tougher, to coach in the SEC or recruit in the SEC?
I think recruit. You know, it's just nonstop. You know, if you aren't nonstop recruiting, don't matter all the X's O's you can draw up. You know, I know it's an old saying, but this thing's about Jimmy and Joe's in this conference and always has been. And so that's why you see totally different styles work offensively, defensively. But at the end of the day, none of it works without players. So you got to have good players. And when you don't, you get exposed really fast. And you see that.
Give me your favorite recruiting story.
I don't know that I – oh, I was an assistant. I was a recruiting coordinator for Pete Carroll. So I would plan the trips where we were going to go and, you know, had the top recruits in around the country that I had to go recruit. And so Tim Tebow, I was on Tebow, and I was kind of like, I used to think we could sign everybody, you know, no matter what. So me and Ogeron always said, we'll go get them no matter what, Coach. So I go down there, see Tebow, and so I fly Coach across the country. You know, we get there, we start driving. He's like, where are we? Like, we're in the middle of nowhere out in Jacksonville. He's like, why is this kid going to come to USC? I'm like, Coach, we're going to get him. We're going to get him. And we pull up to the farm that they live on, and there's a Florida Gator mailbox. Used to walk in. There's a Florida Gator mat right there. And turns to me, he's like, why are you wasting my time right now? stayed for like 4 hours. Great family. His dad, Bob, and everybody and brother were there. And so he goes, oh, that was a really enjoyable 4 hours. So where's the next quarterback we're going to try to get?
Oh, God. Did you think you had a chance?
I did. He came out for official visit. I think we beat UCLA that day or something in a big win, and took him out that night to the beach to dinner. And, I used to kind of think we were going to get everybody. So maybe Tim says we came in second place, if that counts.
Did Coach O advise you not to take the Ole Miss job?
No, not at all. He's seen this place. You know, 5 years ago, they won the Sugar Bowl here. So it's not like we're trying to do something that's never happened before. You know, and so, you know, they've played well. Like I said, they beat us twice at Alabama, the only team to do that.
Have you been to a tailgate there at Ole Miss?
I have not, and they don't have them. That is shut down.
So a
lot of people were looking forward to that, you know, family, friends that had never been here and had heard about it. So the Grove is shut down also.
Yeah, you guys always win the tailgate. You may not win the SEC, but you win the SEC tailgate.
I have heard that.
Yeah. Well, have fun this weekend. And you got any surprises for Coach Saban?
I don't know. We're going to need everyone that we can. I think we're like 50-point underdogs.
You're not 50-point underdogs.
Well, Dan, the average score is like 63-13 the last third combined, so that's 50 points. So,
McLovin, would you check and see what kind of underdogs Mississippi is to Alabama?
Yeah, he's right. It's 50-something right now. No, I'm just kidding.
No. No, it's not 50.
It's probably like 24.5 or something.
It's 23.5, Coach. For entertainment purposes only. 23.5. I'm taking Mississippi in the 23.5.
All right, let's go.
I can talk about this. You can't talk about this.
No, take the money line. It'd probably be like plus 1 million.
So I'm taking Mississippi straight up against Alabama, the money line.
Let's go.
All righty. All right. If I win, I'll share the money with you.
Okay. I don't think that's legal.
No. Okay. I won't do that then. Thanks, Coach. Good to talk to you.
All right, Dan. Have a good week.
That's Lane Kiffin. I'm going to have a good week. I don't know if he's going to have a good week. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. The aforementioned Albert Breer, kind enough to join us on short notice. But this is all happening in real time. We showed up this morning, Albert, and all of a sudden there was a report another Titans player has tested positive. They were supposed to go back to the facility today. They got a game against Buffalo this weekend. So where do things stand?
I mean, with a lot of uncertainty, I think is the best way to say it. They're going to have to wait at least 2 days. At least that's what it looks like to reopen their facility, or at least attempt to reopen their facility again, which would mean you'd be entering the facility on Friday. Now, think about this, Dan. Do you think Mike Vrabel, after 2 weeks off, is going to have his players going full go into practice? Probably not, right, on Friday. And then you're into Saturday, and that's just a day for a walkthrough. So you potentially could be putting Titans players out there. And this is if everything goes okay over the next couple of days, and we're not sure about that, out there against the Buffalo Bills in a situation where they haven't practiced in 2 weeks. And so there's player safety issues involved with this now. And there's, you know, I mean, obviously like the competitive equity issue too, which I think goes out the window with the Titans. But you think about like this from the rest of the league standpoint. I mean, consider this, you know, the part of the reason the Chiefs-Patriots game was held on Monday and not on Tuesday was because the Chiefs are playing the following Thursday. So they got to play 3 games in 10 days now. And that Thursday night opponent for them, that's the Buffalo Bills. And if the Titans-Bills game gets called off, now the Bills would be going into that game on 11 days rest, playing against a Chiefs team that had played, was playing for a third time in 10 days. And that game could wind up being for the number one seed in the AFC. So I think that's just like an illustration of how messy things are and how, you know, the league's got a real challenge on its hands right now untangling all of this.
But I'm trying to understand that, though, because let's say the Titans game is postponed this weekend. So now you have to make up 2 weeks, and can you tack it on at the end of the season where the Titans are going to be playing standalone games against Pittsburgh and Buffalo,
right?
Which is not going to be fair to Pittsburgh and Buffalo and some of these other teams here. So could we – I don't know if there's a contingency plan of winning percentage as opposed to sort of like what we had in baseball. Right.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, start here. We knew that there were going to be competitive inequities, right? Like, and that was something that sort of came up in July and August when everything was okay. I think the league tried to message that to some degree, you know, that there was going to be competitive balance problems that were going to be created by this. They anticipated that. That said, I think the question with the Titans now becomes how much at fault were they? And there are a lot of rumors out there about stuff that was happening in Tennessee over the last couple of weeks. And the league's investigation has been going on there for 5 days now. And if they are at fault, do you postpone the Bills game or does that become a forfeit?
Yeah.
So I think that that's going to be a very real question over the next couple of days where, you know, you could wind up seeing that Titans game against Buffalo wind up being a forfeit and the Titans having to take a loss for it. And as for where they are going forward, I mean, you mentioned it, like there's no more, you know, there's no more margin for error with the Titans and the Steelers because they've had their bye weeks. Well, over the next 2 months, you're going to start to see that come off the table for everybody. The Packers and Lions are on a bye this week. So after you get out of this week, just for natural reasons, you're going to have no more margin for error with the Packers and Lions. And so, I mean, one answer that I think is obvious to everybody is just to create a week 18 at the end of the season, cancel the Pro Bowl and have them play the playoffs on four consecutive weekends in January and February. I think that that's something that could be on the horizon. Like you said, that creates some competitive balance issues. But I think everybody knew going into this year, playing through COVID, that those sorts of issues were going to be there.
Stephon Gilmore has tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they had two different planes that went to Kansas City and then came back, correct?
Right.
Those who came in contact with Cam Newton and those who didn't?
Right. So part of the reason why the Patriots' trip to Kansas City was delayed was because – you know, they wear those tracking devices. I'm sure you're familiar with this, Dan. They wear, you know, the wristbands and the lanyards that kind of track who they're close to. And so all that data, when somebody tests positive, the league evaluates that data. And, you know, what I was told was that the Cam Newton's data was abnormally high, like over 20 people had close contacts with Cam Newton. So they push the trip back, and then the Patriots make the decision to separate the guys who had close contact with Cam Newton from those who had not. So all of those guys get on one plane. The rest of the team gets on another plane. They all fly to Kansas City, fly back in the same fashion. And then Steph Gilmore's test comes up positive Tuesday going into Wednesday. And what do you know? Steph Gilmore was one of the more than 20 close contacts of Cam Newton. So that, of course, you know, calls the question, what do you do with the other guys now who were close contacts with Cam Newton? How do you handle them going forward? And then, of course, I think a bigger question is, if you do going forward have guys test positive on, say, a Friday or a Saturday, do you take all of their close contacts off the trip as well? It's sort of like this Pandora's box has now been opened as a result of this.
What about punishments for teams? We talked about a forfeit, but there's heavy fines if a coach isn't wearing a mask, but are they talking about taking away draft picks? How serious does this get?
Yeah, I mean, this has been pretty black and white all week. You know, they said it on a conference call. It was in a league memo that went out to the head coaches and the general managers that there were going to be three levels of punishment here. They didn't give specifics on what would merit each level of punishment, but they said fines, draft picks, and game forfeitures. And so, you know, certainly I think that, you know, that's something you could see come into play with the Titans situation based on some of the stuff that's floating around out there on what might have happened over the course of the last week and a half in Nashville.
And then you have the Saints. They are relocating to Indianapolis for a Monday night game against the Chargers that they want to play in Indianapolis, and then, oh, by the way, Hurricane Delta is coming towards New Orleans. It's like a game of Clue. Yeah. Like, you know, somebody with the candlestick in the butler's pantry or whatever it is. Like, when do they decide on if they can play this game in Indianapolis on Monday night against the Chargers?
Yeah, I mean, it's another one of those things where it's just look, we've been through this before where weather has delayed games. I think the Dolphins were in one of these situations a few years back. Obviously, the Texans dealt with this, 3-4 years ago with Hurricane Harvey, and the Saints have obviously been in these sorts of situations in the past. So it is separate from the COVID thing, but, you know, in certain ways it's not, because now, you know, you're going to be putting all these guys in a plane and in close proximity to one another. over a longer period of time. And so I think what's sort of interesting about it, Dan, is how this could sort of create a natural bubble for the Saints where almost inadvertently the league might get a test case here of what it might look like if they did want to create 32 bubbles with teams going into hotels like they'd be in during like training camp or something like that.
That was a quick poll by Ron Rivera with Dwayne Haskins, and now Kyle Allen gets the start here. Is there anything else to this? Because I looked at Haskins' numbers are better than Daniel Jones, and he's still the starter with the Giants.
Right.
Like, why are they making this move now with Haskins and bringing in Kyle Allen?
Yeah, I think there are really two things, you know, that I've heard over the last couple of days. Number one, you know, I don't think that they feel like Haskins is running the offense at the level they want it run. And, you know, so really from that standpoint, it's about the other 10 guys in the huddle. And that's the way that coaches look at these things. Is he holding back Terry McLaurin? Is he holding back Antonio Gibson? Is he holding back the other people that he's playing with? And I think the coaches there felt like the best thing for the other 10 guys in the huddle right now would be to have a guy out there who's seeing the field a little bit better, who's going into his progressions a little bit deeper. And then the second piece of it is, you know, related to that, which is just that they don't feel like Haskins has come along quick enough. And so I think it's pretty telling that they knocked him down to third on the depth chart, which means he probably won't dress for the game against the Rams. Like, they really feel like they got to sit him down for a little bit and just kind of reset him. I think that tells you all you need to know about where they feel he is in his development.
There's all this Dabo Swinney talk because there's coaching vacancies. And, you know, would he go to the Texans? And I was told, no, he wouldn't go to the Texans. But then it was brought up to me yesterday. What if the Falcons' job is open and they have the number one pick in the draft? Like, do you see a scenario where Dabo Swinney would actually leave Clemson to coach in the NFL?
So, you know, I know that there's interest in him. And I know he's been on lists. And that's, you know, how all these things start. You know, whether or not he would actually do it, I don't know. I don't know him nearly well enough to be able to say one way or the other, but I do think there's going to be opportunity out there for him. And what's so interesting about this, and college coaches know this, I mean, if Dabo asked Nick Saban, what would Nick Saban say about his experience with the Dolphins? Be, get yourself a quarterback, because that's what I didn't do in Miami. And so, you know, if Dabo has it in his head, at some point I want to take my shot in the NFL, who his quarterback's going to be is a big part of that. And, you know, which quarterbacks does he have the best background on? He has the best background on Deshaun Watson. He has the best background on Trevor Lawrence. And so if, say, a Jacksonville or an Atlanta wound up with the number one overall pick and Dabo had it in the back of his head, I got to take my shot at some point at doing this. I want to try the NFL. You know, he would want to take it with a guy he trusts at the most important position on the field. And so I think going to a team, you know, with the number one overall pick would, you know, certainly be enticing for him. And I do think the one thing to keep an eye on with the Houston situation there, Dan, a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people have pointed to Jack Easterby's relationships in New England. I'm told that Jack Easterby is very, very close with Clemson coach Dabo Swinney. And so, you know, to me, like, the idea there that, like, maybe Jack Easterby could sort of plant the seed and start
and he's the GM. Is he the president?
He's, like, basically, he's the EVP of football operations, which is amazing because he's gone from team chaplain in Kansas City to character coach in New England.
Now he's basically
running the show.
Wait, he was a chaplain?
He was a chaplain. Yep, a chaplain with the Chiefs. And he wound up, in fact, the reason, now think about this, like he was the chaplain in the Chiefs when the Javon Belcher tragedy happened.
Yeah.
And Scott Pioli was the GM. He wound up in New England because Scott Pioli said to Bill Belichick, there's the best guy to handle this Aaron Hernandez situation for you is right here, is Jack Easterby. He rose through the ranks in New England, and then he winds up in Houston with Bill O'Brien. And now with O'Brien fired, he's the top-ranking football official in Houston. And again, I'm told that he has a very close relationship with Dabo. And so, I mean, the idea that maybe Jack Easterby could sell Dabo on the idea, I'm going to let you run the football operation here and you get to come work with Deshaun. Wow. I'm not refuting what you're trying to say about him not going there, but I would think that one of Jack's first phone calls would probably be to Dabo, either to try to get him to go there or to get advice on what he should do.
Great stuff, Albert. We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan.
That's Albert Breer. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.